Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Organto Foods, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OGO, and on the OTC markets under the symbol OGOFF. I'm chatting with the co-CEO and chairman, Steve Bromley. Now, Steve, I wanted to follow up first on the release on May 27th outlining the Q1 financial results from the company. We are seeing Organto in this pretty impressive growth stage. Q1 revenues came in at $4.7 million, a growth profit of little over $450,000. I think more importantly, that results in a margin of just under 10%. Steve, let's start off there in terms of the growth the company is experiencing, especially on the revenue front. It's falling in line with a lot of your expectations, I believe, but take us through how this growth is happening and why it's happening all so much now.
Sure, thanks. Well, thanks, Craig. Great to be back on with you again today. Yes, as you mentioned, our revenues were just under $4.8 million. That was up almost 200% versus first quarter of 2020, and really in line with what we're expecting as we have, as we continue to grow the business. And the growth is really being driven by, a combination of factors. The core and the key driver, of course, is supply, and we have new supply coming on all the time. And so as that supply comes on, we're able to feed the supply chains. So that's been very positive for us as new suppliers come on. In hand with that, we've brought on new customers. We're now, selling our products into 16 countries in Europe. I think the last time we spoke, it was 13 countries. So that continues to grow. Our active customers are now up over 125. So that continues to grow as well. So it's really a combination of new customers, new geographies, and the new supply coming on board, which is what we expected to happen. So we had a really good first quarter. As you mentioned, our revenues were just under 10%. They were the largest quarterly gross margins in the history of the company. So very pleased with the progress we're making. Obviously, lots more to continue to do, but right on schedule and very pleased with the first quarter.
Now, Steve, one other thing that I want you to address here, touching back on the overall strategy of the company here, running an asset-light model, the overhead costs decreased in that quarter. What drove this fairly large decrease?
Yeah, so no, the overhead's reduced to 24% of revenues, and so that was down from about 32.5% in the prior year. And so what's happening as we scale the business, Corey, there's two things going on. We're getting more out of the organization as we scale it. And so we're seeing that benefit somewhat offset by investments in a number of initiatives that have underway. In the quarter, in our overheads, we had about $350,000, which are just investments for the future, developing our brand, developing our online capabilities, completing the acquisition of Fresh Organic Choice, and then investing in other acquisition related activities as we grow the business. So what we have been seeing and what we expect to continue to see is that our overheads as a percentage of revenues will continue to decline. And, we're always investing ahead of the curve. You have to have the people and the teams in place and trained in order to handle the growth that we're realizing. But that's all part of moving forward. And as we continue to move forward, all our investors should expect to see that our overheads as a percentage of revenues will continue to decline, which is, leveraging the platform that we do have in place.
All right, Steve, let's look ahead to Q1 guidance. The company released that news release a little before, actually, the Q1 financials. Q2 guidance is upwards of $7.2 to $7.4 million. What's driving this growth?
Well, Corey, I hate to say it, but it's more of the same. As we continue to build out the platform, more supply comes on. We expand our relationships with our customers, and we go to more geographies. So that's clearly an underlying theme that flows through. So our Q2 guidance has us up about 235% versus the second quarter in the prior year, and it's really another step. Since we've gone to an asset-light business model, we had a couple of quarters in the 1-1.5 range, a couple of quarters in the 2-2.5 range. a couple of quarters in the 4.5 to 5 range, and now here's another step to seven and beyond. So the second quarter, based on how we're seeing it now, will be our 8th consecutive quarter of record revenue growth versus the same quarter in the prior year. And so, you know, it's just executing on the business plan that we have in place.
Now, give us a few more insights, please, on the potential of acquisitions, because that's one of the key areas of growth for the company. Acquisition-wise, what can you give us some insights on?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Corey. Thanks. We, you know, we did complete our first acquisition in early January. It was a company called Fresh Organic Choice. The company was focused on fresh organic herbs, and it's a company that we really liked, and we really liked the ownership, and we liked the product a lot, and wanted to have that. We wanted to have a herb offering in our portfolio. Herbs are really being driven by, you know, the demand for health, and then also, you know, the immune benefits that herbs bring. You know, as you fight against disease, et cetera. So we really like that, combined with herbs are tastemakers and you use them for cooking, and cooking at home is a key long-term trend. So we like the category a lot. We ended up acquiring Fresh Organic Choice in January. It's been really, really successful. We're thrilled with the management team that came with the business, and they're doing a great job. We've actually doubled the revenue run rate since we acquired the business. And so acquisitions are a key part of our longer-term growth strategy here. We're working active all the time in looking for opportunities to bolt on companies that'll do a number of things: bring new products to our platform, bring new customers to our platform, bring new geographies to our platform, bring new sectors that we can serve. Today, you know, we primarily serve the retail market. But I don't know about others, but when this pandemic is over, I'm heading back to a restaurant or two. And, you know, I'll probably be eating healthier when I hit that restaurant, given some of the habits that I've developed. But at the end of the day, we want to be positioned, you know, to serve the food service sector and other sectors. So obviously, you know, we look to acquisitions to do that. And then also acquisitions that can bring new value-added branded retail concepts to the portfolio. So we're constantly looking, we're on the lookout, and you know, have quite an active program. Our target is to always have 5 to 10 discussions ongoing at any particular time. We do have between 5 and 10 discussions ongoing at the moment. And the reason the number of discussions is important is the reality is, look, it may not be a fit for us. The business owners might not want to do a transaction, but unless you have those discussions, you don't know. Today, our pipeline has probably cumulative companies with about $150 million in revenue in the pipeline. Now, they all won't land at once, but, you know, we are comfortable or hopeful anyways that one or two of those discussions that we're having will turn into bolt-ons for our platform. So very, very active in the space. And, of course, one of the things that we're looking for with acquisitions is to provide supply to feed our branded product offerings. You know, we have the Fresh Organic Choice brand in the market. We're also looking to, well, we're relaunching our I Am Organic brand on a digital passport, and I know we've discussed that in the past. So products that are complementary to launching those brands are also very important to us as we look at the acquisitions. So fingers crossed, Corey, you know how it works in the M&A world. A deal is never done until it's done, but, you know, we're hopeful that, you know, we'll see some activity on that front over the next quarter.
Thanks for those insights, Steve. Interesting to hear about the potential moving into the whole restaurant services area too. And I understand why, because, hey, restaurants are starting to open up and people are going to be going there. Plus, it's a whole new, in a way, avenue of growth. When it comes to then, I guess, just overall growth plans, it seems like you guys are moving forward on every front, but there does seem to be, and maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, but still this focus on building out your branded products too. Give us just a little bit more insight here before we wrap this up.
Yeah, no, listen, I you know, a couple of things on growth. You know, we did guide to $35 to $37 million this year, and, you know, we've reaffirmed that, so that remains our focus. And part of that is brands. And the reason that brands are important to us is really twofold. One is the difference in margins. You know, if we do a particular product and it's done in bulk, you know, our margins, and that's, you know, typical organic product that you're going to see in the store unpackaged, you know, you pick it up when you're going through the store. If we're selling that product, and we do sell that, and you have to be good at doing that if you're going to be good at private label and branded, you know, your margins are 8 to 12%. And so, you know, you take a look at our margins around 10, you know, we're heavily weighted to the bulk category at this moment, which is what our intention was, get very good at that. So then you can, you know, you have the supply chains working effectively so that you can then do private label and organic. So 8 to 12% if private label and branded, pardon me. If you do the bulk, it's 8 to 12%. If you do private label, it's 12 to 17%. You're adding value, you're packaging, you're doing more. Our margins are moving up. If you take the product right through to a branded product offering, not only are you doing packaging, but you're adding value to the product and you're attaching our digital passport, those margins can be as high as 20 to 40%. And so, you know, clearly as we build out our business, we want to grow the top line and the revenues are continuing to grow quite nicely. But also at the same time, we want to, you know, shift the mix to a higher packaged branded product offering. Margins go higher, which is really good for us. So it's a major focus. And over the next year, you know, we're excited to make a lot of progress on that front.
All right, Steve, I appreciate the update. Good job already kicking off this year with Q1 revenues and even the guidance for Q2. I will post a link to the Organto website and a summary of all the recent news out of the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Steve, I appreciate the update. Keep in touch on the back of some more news, please.
Will do, Corey. Take care. Thanks very much.